This Saturday night at 7, Love and Music will be in the air for the WCF Symphony's Valentine Attraction Concert. The orchestra will be taking the stage at the Gallagher Blue Dorn. I'm Jacqueline Hallbloom, and we're fortunate to have joining us the WCF Symphony's Artistic Director and Conductor, Jason Weinberger. And thank you so much for coming in today, Jason.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, you certainly have pulled out all the stops for romantic music this weekend for Valentine's Day. So tell us about the concert and what's this first work, which probably no one has heard before.
Well, yeah, Valentine's Day provides a really interesting opportunity for a classical musician, particularly an orchestral musician, because if you think about, you know, passion in music and romance, you know, well, then I think basically opera and orchestral music has that market pretty well cornered. And there's so much stuff out there, whether it's based on, you know, famous stories of star-crossed lovers or whatever, you know, there's just a lot of material. So that really gave a neat opportunity in terms of selecting some interesting repertoire to perform and to expose our audience to maybe even something new that's not new in terms of recent, but new to them that they may not have ever even realized existed. And that is certainly the case with our first piece. So each of the pieces on the program is based on the story of a pair of star-crossed lovers. And that was the theme we settled on for this Valentine's Day. So lots of passion, but also some tragedy in there. You know, it's just going to be a very emotional evening. So we start with a setting of Romeo and Juliet. Now, the way we got to this piece that opens the concert is that I was looking at the Romeo and Juliet versions that are out there in the orchestral repertoire. And of course, you've got Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet and Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet and others that are frequently performed. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be neat to take the most famous story of romance and forbidden love and, you know, all this stuff and pair that story with a much lesser known composer. So I settled on this piece by a composer who I've been wanting to do here for a long time. His name is Joachim Raff. And Raff is a Swiss composer who was quite well known during his lifetime. His works were performed quite a bit during the second half of the 19th century. He held several prominent academic positions. He counted people like Liszt and von Bülow as his friends. Apparently, he knew and worked with Richard Strauss. And it's just this unusual story where after his lifetime and in the subsequent years, in the first part of the 20th century, his music just completely fell off the radar. And, you know, it's gone almost 100 years without really very many performances of his works at all. And it seems like in the last number of years, more and more we're starting to see recognition of the quality of his music and more performances, particularly his symphonies, but also some of these programmatic pieces like the Prelude to Romeo and Juliet that we're going to be performing. So it's a wonderful setting of Romeo and Juliet. It's got this beautiful sort of passion music in the middle. It's not quite as wild and varied as Tchaikovsky's version, which preceded it by, I think, about 10 years. But it's got a similar format. It's kind of a very similar take on the story, but with a little bit of a different style, more Germanic, a little bit more of that Robert Schumann, Johannes Brahms type sound. And I think the audience is going to be really kind of simultaneously enjoying this, you know, wonderful, passionate story and sound, and also enjoying hearing music of the Romantic era, this really approachable, great music that they've never heard before. I mean, people are going to go, why don't I know this? You know, it's so beautiful. It's so wonderful. And so there's a kind of a double opportunity there, opening the concert with this work by Raff.
And then you're going to go to a suite that was made from some incidental music.
Yeah, another work about two lovers that I have been really interested in is the play Pélléas et Mélisande, which is by a French playwright named Maeterlinck. And this particular play inspired several musical responses. I mean, Debussy's opera, Pélléas et Mélisande, is one of the great modern operas, and it's really a towering piece. I'd actually originally hoped to do a suite of orchestral pieces from that, but it's kind of difficult due to the copyright issues related. So instead, I looked at some of the other Pélléas et Mélisande settings, and Sibelius wrote his version for a play. So it was not uncommon at all during, particularly the second half of the 19th century and the first part of the 20th century, for theater works, traditional plays, to have incidental music written by major composers. I mean, all kinds of composers wrote incidental music for plays as early as Mendelssohn, maybe earlier, and all the way up into the 20th century. So for a while, this was kind of its own genre. And most of these composers would then, you know, take the music that they wrote as, you know, stuff to go in between scenes or to go under, you know, under other sections, you know, entr'actes and little overtures and stuff like that, and combine them into a suite. And that's what Sibelius did, making this 9-movement suite out of his incidental music for this play, Pelléas et Mélisande. And so I think the original music is premiered at the theater in 1905, and relatively shortly thereafter, he arranged the suite. And I think eventually he also made a piano version out of this as well. So it did end up, I think, being one of his more popular works during that period of time of his life.
And following that, you're going to be doing one of the most famous selections from the Rhapsody on a theme of Paganini.
Yeah, the second half of our concert continues theme of, you know, famous lovers. There's a movie that folks may recall called Somewhere in Time, and it starred Christopher Reeves. Of course, he's most famous for acting the role of Superman. But this movie was actually a huge, huge hit. And so in keeping with our idea of drawing from these different periods, drawing on music that was inspired by these really sort of famous stories, we decided to actually find a piece of music that had become hugely popular in the late 20th century because it was featured in a movie. So we have, you know, music by Roth inspired by a play of Shakespeare. Then we have Sibelius writing incidental music for an actual theatrical production. Now we have, you know, some music supervisor in Hollywood chose this beautiful slow variation from Rachmaninoff's Variations on a Theme of Paganini. And that was chosen to be the sort of musical centerpiece of this film, Somewhere in Time. And all of a sudden, millions and millions and millions of people knew who Rachmaninoff was. And so we're kind of taking a little different angle on music that's connected to famous romantic couples. And also, it's a neat opportunity for us to partner up with one of our friends at UNI, who's one of our newest piano faculties, as Vakhtan is absolutely wonderful pianist. And we're having fun with this a little bit because it's not like we have to do a whole concerto. We, you know, we can kind of just focus on the subtleties of this one style, this beautiful romantic music. So it's a little different for us. We're enjoying that.
And then you're going to polish off the concert with a fabulous suite.
This really is a fabulous suite. Now, the music from which this suite is drawn is also just some of the great American music. It's, of course, Gershwin's opera Porgy and Bess, a piece which has had an incredible history. I mean, you could talk for hours just about the history of this piece. But, of course, one of the great things about it are the musical numbers, a number of which have become, you know, jazz standards, have been performed by just about any combination of instruments you can imagine. You know, just think about Summertime, probably one of the most performed pieces across the classical and jazz repertoire. So a lot of that music makes its way into this suite, but this is a more recent kind of arrangement of some of the music from Porgy and Bess by an arranger named Steve Bowen. And when I heard this arrangement, I just thought it was so varied and so interesting and in a way so exciting. And it just struck me as being quite a bit different than some of the other Porgy and Bess arrangements for orchestra that I've seen. Because, of course, the original music is an operatic form. So we're looking for something that we're presenting here in a concert form. And as soon as I found this arrangement, I thought, oh, it's fabulous. You know, it highlights some of the really memorable scenes. It's got a couple of the very famous tunes. It's also got some music that people may not know as well that forms some of the connective tissue, you know, helps kind of keep this sound narrative moving forward, and has a great instrumentation. Just joking with someone on the symphony staff the other day that it's been a couple of years since we've had a banjo on stage. So what better instrument for romance than banjo, right? Well, maybe not, but it's wonderful to have that included in this orchestration because it's so much a part of the kind of sound that Gershwin wanted with Porgy and Bess. He wanted a kind of folksy, sort of slightly hokey sound at times. And I think this arrangement captures quite a bit of that.
So how can folks get more details and tickets to this Valentine Attraction concert this Saturday, January 16th at 7 p.m.?
Well, yeah, it's a great date night, and we've actually even running a special you can find out about when you check us out on Facebook or go to our website and learn more about the concert, a little special for folks who want to come together, double date or something like that. So visit our website is wcfsymphony.org or on Facebook, Instagram, or WCF Symphony. And that's the best way to get tickets. And that's where also you can find out if we're having a, you know, $5 off for couples type thing. We'll always put those out there or in our email blast, which is accessible from all those places. You can sign up. So drop in on our website. Of course, if you need any help with tickets or you've got your Valentine's date all set up and you want to get the perfect seat, the thing to do is call our office or drop by and we can help you. If you really want a little extra assistance, we'll be glad to do that.
Thanks for today's WCF Symphony Valentine's Attraction conversation goes to IPR's Phil Moss and Alexis Hahn. And a big thank you goes to the WCF Symphony's Artistic Director and Conductor, Jason Weinberger. And thank you so much, Jason.
Thank you, Jacqueline.